This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Denver is easing up on indoor mask requirements. Denverite's David Sachs reports.
You'll no longer have to cover your face inside if there are 9 or fewer people around. Or in places like offices and shops, as long as 80% of the people there are vaccinated. Masks are still required by everyone in large settings like grocery and department stores, where tracking people is difficult. Denver joins Jefferson and Boulder counties, which both announced they would align their local mask orders to match the state's. Denver's public health department will respond to complaints about masks, but say the rules will be difficult to enforce, so we're all pretty much on the honor system. I'm David Sachs, Denverite.
Senator John Hickenlooper was in Pueblo this morning lending support to a planned Front Range passenger rail project. He says a rail line would help cut traffic on I-25 and bring economic prosperity to places that need it.
You know, you go up and down southern Colorado, we need more growth down here than we do need in Denver. And I think that's one of the magical things that comes from transportation investments is it does include more communities in your economic growth.
The proposal would get a boost from the Biden administration's infrastructure bill, but Amtrak and Colorado officials say they're committed even if Congress doesn't pass the Biden plan. Jill Biden visited Fort Carson in Colorado Springs today. CPR's Dan Boyce reports Biden met with military spouses.
The First Lady's visit to Fort Carson was her final stop in a multi-day swing through several western states. She gave remarks to about 36 spouses ahead of Military Spouse Appreciation Day, which is Friday. The White House is reviving an Obama-era plan which prioritizes employment opportunities for military spouses, education for children of enlisted parents and veterans, and military families' health and well-being. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
A beautiful day across Colorado will turn into a mostly clear night. Lows around 45 along the Front Range. It'll be around 50 for the western slope and in the 30s for the central mountains around Vail. Vail's at 68 degrees currently, Denver 73. This is CPR News.